Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back in. A little long in the news. That might have been the shortest, but the longest in the news we've ever done.
Because we only did like 2 minutes in the first segment. So we had to make up for it.
We had to make up for it. And then, but when we got in, I was trying to cram in a couple stories, but I knew we were going to have to let that massage parlor story breathe a little bit. I mean, come on. I told you that was the most ridiculous lawsuit that I've ever heard of in my entire life.
I almost wish you left it for the club so we could have really expanded on it because we were time crunching there.
I love how the mayor is like, wait, me too. I did it as well. It's like, hey, I'm about to be exposed. I'm going public with it. All right. Dave Bartu coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. So let's get right to the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Number five.
A little Major League Baseball news. Whatever will the Dodgers do? Their brief hope of having Walker Buehler back for the postseason officially ended. Now, he hasn't pitched since like the beginning of June when he had some inflammation in his arm. And it turns out, no go. He will undergo season-ending surgery. Now, he had Tommy John surgery early in his career. So, maybe some trouble there on the horizon. What will the Dodgers do? Oh, don't worry. They're going to get Dustin May back, I believe, on Saturday from Tommy John surgery. Oh, and by the way, the Dodgers have the best ERA in baseball. And 1 through 9, they're absolute killers. Is that not just an absolute embarrassment of riches for the Dodgers?
This year for the Dodgers, I don't feel quite as much about that, or that way, I should say, because of how poorly Max Muncy was hitting, Cody Bellinger was hitting. But if they can turn it around and play like 3/4 of who they were a couple years ago, then yes, yeah, I would agree.
100%. The Dodgers are quite good. They'll be fine.
Number four.
Now, this is an interesting story for a couple reasons. One, LSU Tiger quarterback Miles Brennan was informed that he is not going to be the starter down at LSU. Now, he has suffered the last 2 years season-ending injuries. And so when he has played for LSU, he's looked really good. And he was presumed to be the starter this year. It would have been his fifth year. And he is walking away from LSU. He announced on social media today that he's basically saying, hey, wasn't named the starter. Thanks for coming. You know, it's been real. And he's not looking to transfer anyone else. He's saying he's done with football. He's walking away. Now, the intriguing part about this is he has 6 NIL deals. Well over a million dollars. And because of NIL deals, they can't be paid for play. He gets them. Like, he gets the money. So already we've seen in NIL, we've seen people fork out big money for quarterbacks and then have those quarterbacks get benched and get replaced. And now we're seeing the first case of someone getting a bunch of NIL deals and then not playing, simply walking away. So I asked the question, how long before some of these boosters that are pumping in millions and millions of dollars realize that the return on their investment, not that good? A little sketchy right there. What do we got in MLB tonight? Let's take a look at the old scoreboard here as I click on scores. Phillies Reds right now. Phillies up 4-2. That's in the bottom of the fifth. Padres down 0-2 to the Marlins. Guardians up. We're actually tied right now 3-3 with the Tigers. 2-0 Cubs over the Nationals. The Rays up on the Yankees right now. 1-0, an interesting one. And then a big one in the wild card race. The Orioles up 3-2 right now early on against the Blue Jays. And the Braves up 3-0 on the Mets in a division matchup there. And then the big one tonight, does it get much sexier than Castillo versus Otani?
Definitely not.
I mean, that's about as good as it can hope. And does anyone have any sort of doubt that this thing is going to end 1-0? Both guys will go deep into the game and then have their heart broken by pitiful offenses.
Number two.
This is just absolute brutal news out of the world of little kid football. This is peewee football in Texas. So we're talking about 9-year-olds here. And Aqib Tlaib's brother, yes, that Aqib Tlaib, his brother has turned himself into police after a fight involving, again, peewee football. They said that some calls in a game, in a peewee football game, led to an argument between coaching staffs, at which point Tlaib's brother, and I didn't see in any articles exactly why, and by the way, Aqib Tlaib was there too, he saw it, but he wasn't involved. Turns out initial reports were saying that it was him. It wasn't. It was his brother. They look alike. The brother produced a handgun and shot the opposing coach multiple times. The guy died on the field, and there's video of it. So let me just ask you this with youth football and youth sports in general. What the hell are we doing? What are we doing? We're now shooting coaches because of official calls in a 9-year-old football game? It's one of the more disturbing videos that you'll see. So I guess he's been on the run now for about 24 hours, but he turned himself into the police, and he will face murder charges for it.
Number one.
Get gunned down in the field in front of your own kid.
Number one.
Just shaking my head. I don't really have anything else to say.
No.
We all know where we're at right now.
It's just one of the more disturbing things. I swear, the adults should be banned from youth sports. You can't control yourself. And the preseason top 25 is out. Couple Pac-12 teams making an appearance. Utah coming in at their highest preseason mark ever. They come in at number 7. Oregon comes in at number 11. And then Southern Cal at 14 for your Pac-12 representatives. Now, Oregon sitting at number 11. Remember, week 1, they take on Georgia. Georgia comes at number 3 as the defending champs. No real surprises in the top 10 here. The top 5, Alabama number 1, 54 first place votes. Ohio State comes in at number 2, Georgia 3, Clemson 4, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, Utah, Michigan, Oklahoma, and Baylor round out your top 10 in the preseason college football ranks. All right, we come back. We'll stick with a little college football as Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix, joins us, and he breaks down who is contenders and who is pretenders in the national race and what he thinks of the Pac-12 teams as well. Dave Bartu coming up next. Primetime here on 1080 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back in. Now, it's a little known fact that we cryogenically freeze this man during the offseason, and then we thaw him out at the start of football season for all things college and NFL and betting and CBD. I mean, he does so many things, and he probably is on his way to go shoot something right now, preferably an elk. Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix, joins us. Dave, it's been too long.
Dude, way too long, especially since I'm right here in my back in your backyard. It was funny this morning, my postal guy, he was asking me some questions about one of our CBD products for inflammation for his wife's arthritis, and I gave him some samples, and he's like, when are you going to be on with Isaac and Sue again? It's been a while.
Yeah, well, you can find him.
Your ears must have been burning. Now, I've been cryogenically unfrozen for several weeks now, getting ready for A, hunting season, and B, all this college football that our clients are just piling on asking for information.
Yeah, first off, when are you going to go kill something? And how many teams are we working with now?
Okay, so killing starts September 15th.
Okay.
Bow season for elk, that's what I'm going. We drop off the youngest, a bit of a change here in the Matrix manner. We're dropping off the youngest at college on August 25th. So hunting season opens the next day. So I don't think it'd be a good idea to be gone those first 2 weeks of hunting season.
No.
Pretty bad. So, you know, I'm going to have to reschedule my calendar. Massages and Woodburn totally off the list. I won't be able to hunt till the middle of September. I got to clear the calendar. Clients though, as you know, instead of trying to please everybody, we only have exclusive contracts in each division. Or actually, there's two teams that are paying us to not work with anybody else in their conference.
Ooh.
So we only have one client in the SEC. SEC is locked up.
Yep.
We only have one client in the ACC. It's gone. Big Ten East, gone. Big Ten West, gone. Pac-12 North, gone. Conference USA, American Athletic Conference, gone. So what I'm open to right now is Pac-12 South and the Big 12.
Huh? Right, well, maybe BYU. I'll get Sataki on the horn.
I have thrown a lot of fastballs at those guys. And that's a tough nut to crack.
Mm.
You know, the only team I've tried to get in with more is my alumni. And I tried to beg, plead, borrow, steal. I gave everything I could for 4 years and finally just gave up. Said the hell with it. And BYU is probably the number two in line in terms of what I've thrown at, because I believe in BYU.
Yeah.
I really do. Fan base is awesome. I think they're going to be a top 30 recruiter inside of 4 years with the move to the Big 12, especially if the Big 12 still has a guaranteed playoff spot. That's the ultimate thing in all of this, is the playoff spot. But I love that staff. That staff, BYU and Utah, have the two best, most complete staffs on the West Coast, period.
We're talking to Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix. Interesting you say that about BYU, you know, if they can get in, when they get into the Big 12, a top 30 mm-hmm. recruiter. What did, like with USC and UCLA making the move to the Big 10, you know, what does that do to their recruiting, and what does it do to the rest of the Pac-10? you know, and we'll see what happens. And, you know, but let's just assume that those 10 schools go it alone, goes back to the Pac-10. They end up with their own TV deal. What does that do from a national standpoint with those two being gone to the Big Ten and $100 million payday, while the Pac-12 schools, let's say, somewhere in the 40s?
And yeah, right. So I think one of the first things is any combination of Pac-10, Big 12 teams, ACC, is never even going to come close to the money in the SEC and the Big Ten. There's no 12 teams you can pull out of those three conferences that even scratches the surface compared to the Big Ten and the SEC. So stop dreaming that some combination merger is going to do something. I think the Pac-10 is best being the Pac-10. You can't add anybody of value. Boise doesn't bring value. San Diego State, maybe just to have access to the L.A. area-ish. I think what it comes back to ultimately is what I said a minute ago, is what is your playoff access? Because if you don't have playoff access, you are basically G5, right? Everybody knows they really don't. Cincinnati caught lightning in a bottle and got lucky for once in 25 years. And maybe in 25 years, if you did the same thing, it might pan out that way again. Likely not, because the four best recruiters out of the AAC are now in the Big 12. So it just makes it even harder. So playoff access is the most important thing. The money gap, look, it was there last year, it was there the year before. The money gap's always going to be there. It just happens to be exacerbated in public when, and I said exacerbated, Woodburn, exacerbated, look it up, Woodburn, with USC and UCLA moving on, the gap is still going to be there. From a recruiting standpoint, I really don't think a whole lot's going to change. And I know people want to make a big deal of it, but the most important thing is playoff access. If Oregon, Oregon State, Washington State, whoever it is, okay, if everybody still has a seat at the table, they're still going to get recruits, because that's what drives everything right now. It's not the bowls, it's getting into the playoffs. So I think everybody will be fine there. As long as the Big Ten and the SEC don't try to abolish the NCAA and take a lid off scholarship limits, because right now everybody has 85. And it allows the playing field to be level. So you need to have that. If suddenly it goes 110, 120, now they can start poaching a lot more kids. But currently there's 85. There's a finite number of kids any school can take. So there's going to be plenty of talent everywhere. If everybody still has playoff access, kids are still going to go there. And so I think those are the things you got to look at. The other thing that will really hurt teams with less money, i.e., everybody not the SEC and the Big Ten, is if they take a limits off the number of coaches on the field. Currently it's 11. If they take that lid off and make it 12, 13, 14, 15, guess who's going to get poached?
Yeah.
Everybody's good coaches that doesn't have the money to pay them. So those are the three big issues I see to remain competitive in the Pac-10, in the Big 12, even in the ACC, is trying to keep that playing field level with cap on scholarships, cap on coaches, and playoff access for everybody.
Well, hopefully people are smart enough, because I think we can all agree that having, whether or not, you know, they're super competitive in the financial gap, having a meaningful Pac-12, Big 12, ACC is good for college football. It just, you can't, to me, you can't keep growing this sport if you eliminate a third or more of the country and say that you're now irrelevant.
It's already fully pissed me off. Honestly, I mean, as a fan, I'm just irate still about it. This conversation is pissing me off, because I can see it coming, right? We're seeing a consolidation of talent. And what have we been asking for like the last 20 years? We haven't been asking for better conference games. We haven't, because we get them every year. We get top 10, top 25 matchups every single year, and the teams change. It's not homogenous like the NFL. It's not 7-7 hoping for a wild card. That sucks. I mean, when's the last time there was an upset in the NFL in the regular season? None! Because it doesn't exist. Nobody cares. It's all about the playoffs. And so with college, if you're going to make it like the NFL, then the regular season sucks. And what we've wanted is good non-conference games. Well, if you put all the top recruiters into two conferences, guess what we don't get?
Yeah.
Good non-conference games.
Yeah.
And so I hope it doesn't go any farther than this. I hope ESPN and Fox don't continue to consolidate the talent. It's going to bite them in the ass at some point, because predators got to feed. You got to have food. And when there's no food left in the food chain, they start eating each other. If you want to Google something, Google orcas killing great white sharks in South Africa. Why? Yeah. There's no food left. And that's what would happen. Yeah. They would start cannibalizing each other, and it would make the product and the fan base pretty pissed off.
All right, Dave, you got time for one more if we bring you back?
Always. I'm always here for you guys.
All right, let's put a pin in this. Michael, do it sports, and when they come back, I want to talk to you about what you think in the Pac-12 and what you think on a national basis in your kind of pool contenders, pretenders. More Dave Bartu when we come back. Here is Mike with Sports Center.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Talking a little college football here with Dave Bartu, the college football matrix, master of all things college football, killing animals, and all your CBD needs. Hemp for Pros on Twitter. Wonderful products. I use them every day. And like I said, he's a master of all things. So we were kind of talking about, you said access to playoffs is the main thing. As long as we have access to playoffs, we still have some sort of competitive balance. So that competitive balance has always been a bit of a farce in college football, because you say it every year. Like, there's a pool of what, 10 teams about, give or take, every year that have every national champion over the last how many years have fit this profile?
Yeah, that's what I used to say. Now the pool is less than four every year.
Really?
Yeah, I've actually gone in and, you know, because the first time I did this was back in 2008 when the formula was all about recruiting. And you've seen spinoffs from it now. You've seen the blue chip ratio and all sorts of things that are just like it, just have a different word for it. And it's all recruiting based. And literally, though, for the last 22 years, every single national championship winner except one has been a top 10 recruiter over the previous 4 years. Okay. I mean, it's really simple. And when you look at that, usually there's only 8, 9, 10 teams that fit that profile, just the recruiting profile. The only one that didn't was Deshaun Watson, Clemson, 2000, whatever. They were number 13 in the country coming in that year.
So just on the outside, but they had a generational player in Watson.
They had a generational player. And the teams, actually, the teams that have also lost the national championship game, all but five of them are top 10 recruiters. Even the losers are really good.
So what, I'm assuming like Oregon, right? Oregon would have fell outside of that?
Yeah, Oregon was outside of it. They were number 13 the Mariota year, okay? And he was what? He was a first-round draft pick, NFL.
Yeah,
Clemson, John Watson, first-round draft pick, NFL, right? The other program that made it, Virginia Tech, not a top 10 recruiter. First-round draft pick, Michael Vick.
Yeah, speaking of generational talents.
Exactly. The biggest anomaly in college football in the championship game in the last 22 years, and you can kind of split hairs with this, I'm just going Clemson because they overcame the final hurdle of finally winning it, right? It was all on the arm of Watson. Yeah. You know, I mean, what was that game, 101-99?
It was ridiculous. Alabama couldn't stop him. He was a one-man wrecking crew.
Right. And so everybody else had a first-round quarterback draft pick except that 2010 Duck squad. And they didn't even have a quarterback that even made it in the NFL, Darren Thomas. So those are, in my opinion, the two biggest outliers in the last 20 years. But if you're going to bet on two teams to make the national title game and win it and lose it, you got to start with your top 10 recruiters over the last 4 years. But the teams that win it have a couple of characteristics in common. One of them is how well they performed the year before. Were they top 25 in total team scoring efficiency? Every single team that has won the national title, even that Clemson team with Deshaun Watson, all 22 of them were top 25 in total scoring efficiency the year before. So you look at some of your top 10 recruiters right now, Texas, they weren't there, they're out. USC, they weren't there, they're out. You know, a bunch of these teams weren't there. They can't make up the gap. They just can't go from that bad to that good that fast. So it tells me that you got to be a great recruiter, but you have to be on track the year before. All right. The other thing is the last piece of the puzzle is how good is your coaching? Teams don't win without really good coaching. And as you know, I've spent the last 7 years making reports on every coach that has coached in the FBS. All 11 per team. I got over 27,000 reports since 2010, and every guy is graded. Not a single national championship winner has come into the season and won a national title without a guy that is graded in the top 40 percentile in his peer group. So if you don't have a top 40 percentile OC, you're not going to win it. If you don't have a top 40 percentile DC, you're not going to win it. So you start looking at some of these teams, Oklahoma, they got offensive coordinators never call plays. They're out. I'm throwing them out right now. If they win, huge anomaly. Penn State, top 10 recruiter, but they weren't top 25 in scoring efficiency last year. They're out. And so you start whittling it all down, and you go through all these teams, new coaches, bad coaches. You know, they have the talent, but they just don't have the coaching. There's only four teams that are in contention for the title this year.
And I'm guessing three of them just – stab in the dark, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State?
Exactly. Okay. Now, Alabama, one of the big reasons is Nick Saban. He defies everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy has broken more trends that I can think of, like returning starters. He lost 11, or he lost 8 on offense 1 year, won the national title the next year. That's not real. Seriously. I mean, that's unicorn farts and fairy tales. It just doesn't exist. And, you know, now Georgia. But see, Georgia, they're on the outside looking in, too, because their new defensive coordinator, they just lost Dan.
Yeah.
And they're putting Muschamp in. Now, if you told me Kirby Smart's calling the plays, okay, I'll give him a pass. All right? But Will Muschamp, for his career, is not a top 40 percentile defensive coordinator. So I don't believe in Georgia either. So now we're down to Alabama, Ohio State, and Texas A&M.
Interesting, A&M.
Right. But you have a head coach that isn't top 40th percentile. So that's why they're 12-1 odds. They might be the best long shot, but I don't like them. I really don't. But I would say they're the best long shot of those four teams. The one that I bet on is Ohio State. They check all the boxes. They have a top three recruiter. They have an offensive coordinator in the top 10th percentile. They got a top 20th percentile defensive coordinator. They got coaching continuity. They got everybody back. Their ease of schedule is number 3 in the country. Everything is there. And I got them at 5-1. So plus 500. I got them at plus 500 at Spirit Mountain before the numbers started moving.
Interesting. I want to ask you about Clemson. They're sitting there at number four, and you know, Clemson, you know, rose up. You mentioned that they were the one outlier, and you know, I've heard some people kind of taking shots saying that Clemson's best days are behind them. Right? They've had so much attrition on the staff that they're in the footprint of six big time SEC recruiters, and that some people are saying that Clemson's best days may be behind them. Your kind of thought of Clemson this year and going forward?
Well, if I'm a Clemson fan, I say, who cares? I got two rings, buddy. I got more rings for I got enough rings for the next 30 years. I mean, seriously, though, right? I mean, who really cares? Now, the nice thing about being in the ACC is their ease of schedule, right? Mm-hmm. They got the 45th toughest schedule in college football by my calculations, and I'm using recruiting and coaching power, okay? 65% recruiting, 35% coaching ability. So Clemson is 45th in the country in SOS, and they are 8th in ease of schedule, which means they have a huge talent edge over the average team on their schedule. So I still believe Clemson can be good. Now, can they be as good as they were before? Dude, they lost two elite coordinators this year, right?
Yeah.
And arguably the best defensive coordinator of the last decade in Venables. That guy has three rings at Oklahoma and two at Clemson. He's got to be the best defensive coordinator. You can't lose that and just say, yeah, we're going to just get next man up, which Clemson's trying to do.
Yeah.
Both guys are next man up. One of them has never called plays before. So while Clemson has top 10 talent, while they have a great head coach, while they got to have a great history, they got a lot of player and coaching continuity, they still lost their coordinators. And that's why I just don't think, can they be in the conversation for the playoffs? Sure. Can they be good? Yes. Can they be elite? I don't believe they can. Their numbers do not reflect a national championship profile this year.
Let's take a look in the Pac-12, talking to Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix. Any even dark horse contenders out of the pack, and kind of break down the North and the South for me?
Oh, okay. Let's just drink through the fire hose, right?
Let's.
I mean, we're just pencil it in here. We're going to just go word association. So we'll start at the North and work our way down. Okay, Washington State. We got a new coaching staff. You got a defensive coordinator, head coach. Okay, the defensive staff is going to be a defensive team. Solid defensive staff, okay? Offensively, it's not there. They got a bottom three offensive coordinator in Eric Morris. The defensive coordinator is bottom five. Got really good special teams, but don't really expect anything out of Washington State, but I expect them to be a defensive team.
Okay.
Washington, the one guy to look out for at Washington is Ryan Grubb. If you haven't heard of him, as offensive coordinator, his career has been very good. Top 20th percentile offensive coordinator of the last 15 years. That is Washington's strength, is going to be on the offense. Defense with Inge, not so much. Special teams is going to cost them a football game. They do have good defensive support. So at Washington, look at Grubb, all right? Moving farther down south, Oregon State. Now, if you took Oregon State's offensive staff and Oregon's defensive staff, you'd probably have the number one staff in the Pac-12. The guy to look out for, though, at Oregon State is not the top three offensive coordinator in the Pac-12. It's Bray. It's the defensive coordinator. He only got three games last year, but it was top 25 in scoring efficiency. We've had him graded as a rising star for 3 years.
Hmm.
So that's the guy at Oregon State that I'm really interested in. The offense is going to be there. The defense is going to be Bray. And I am all about Team Bray right now and his ability. Oregon, going to be driven through the defense. You've got a defensive genius at head coach and Dan Lanning. His support staff is really good, especially the back end. Those two DB coaches, Powledge and Demetrius, I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm going to love their defense. Okay. Offensively, just I don't think it's going to be there because you have an offensive coordinator that isn't even top 50 percentile of the last 15 years. So I think Oregon is going to be a defensive dominant team this year. Cal, I don't think they're going to do anything. They don't have a good defensive coordinator. They don't have a good offensive coordinator. They haven't done anything. It's just they're just hoping to win 10-6. That's about it. So I got no faith in Cal. And I think the one you really got to look out for is Stanford because they've been bad for a few years. There's been a lot of regression, but they really haven't lost a lot of coaching. I keep waiting for it to pop, and it's something has to give for Stanford this year. I think they're the big come-to-Jesus team in the Pac-12 North in that it's time to get above 500 or just restart this whole thing because it slid for so long. You can't keep letting this slide, and they're too good not to pop. So I think Stanford's the dangerous one, and that's my quick breakdown on the Pac-12 North. If you're going to bet a wild card, I would bet the good coaches, which Oregon State has the best side okay? Their offensive coordinator and offensive staff, that's the best individual group in the North. So if you're going to go long shot, go there.
Okay.
If you're going to go talent, you obviously go Oregon. So that's the North.
All right, let's go South. Let's go.
UCLA, USC, let's just start with the crappy team and get it over with, okay? Yeah. Arizona, I don't know what they're cooking to get these recruits, but you got a below-average head coach. You have a you got the second-worst offensive coordinator in the Pac-12. Cal has the first-worst offensive coordinator. So Arizona doesn't have anything on offense. They got a guy who's never called plays on defense, a guy who's never called plays on special teams, the worst offensive support staff graded in the Pac-12 South. Their recruiting has been good this year. I don't know what they're selling. I mean, something's in the water. I mean, we know something's in the water in Woodburn. Something's in the water in Arizona. I don't know what they're cooking, but it's working for them. I just don't think the staff is worth a damn at all. Arizona State, what a show. I mean, it's an S show, right?
Yes.
I mean, you lost what might have been the best offensive-defensive coordinator combination in the Pac-12. That was good.
Yeah.
Hill and Norton were good. Really, really good. That was going somewhere, and the wheels are gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so bad that they lost Hill, their offensive coordinator, and hired the offensive coordinator from UNLV, who doesn't call plays, and UNLV had a bottom 10 offense the last
Jeez.
Year. I mean, dude, it is lower than whale crap in terms of trying to scrape that up. I don't know how that happened. All right. Now, the only bright spot for Arizona State is our special teams coach, and Slocum is an absolute rock star. But I think I would absolutely sell everything Arizona State. Colorado, Carl Durrell, average head coach at best. They got a good offensive coordinator. They got an average at best defensive coordinator, average special teams, bottom, you know, not great talent. Their defensive support staff. I don't see anything in Colorado that just says they'll just kind of play to their strength, yeah. Which is going to be offense and hope to be 500. That's about it. So we got three teams left. Okay, Utah, I think that one's pretty easy, right? Everybody's coming back.
Everybody.
You got the whole staff. You got the players. You got all of it. Everything. Their whole season, I think, is going to ride on that Florida game. That might be their toughest game.
Right off the get-go.
They're on the road. Week two, easy to overlook, right? Because you're looking, Florida was 4-8 last year. Look, this is a top three staff in the SEC. Now, I am personally biased because how the staff was put together. Okay, so I'll put that out there. But, you know, 100% humidity, Gainesville, middle of the day, on the road, I think that's a springboard game for both teams. I think that's the best football game that week, so watch that one. But they got the best defensive coordinator. They got really good special teams. They have one of the best defensive sports staffs in college football. So this is really good. If there was a time for Utah, you know, we've always talked about that window of opportunity for the non-elite recruiter?
Yeah.
This is it for Utah, right? Arizona State's a dumpster fire. Arizona sucks. Colorado isn't good. USC has a new staff, and UCLA hasn't found its feet yet. Okay? Now, USC, I'm not buying it. All right? Here's what we can like it because we have a really great offensive coordinator. Okay? We have the best offensive support staff in the Pac-12 South. That's awesome. All right? We got Caleb Williams. We got an experienced starter at quarterback. But you had – so those are all the good things, right? You have a top 10 ease of schedule. Their schedule is not that hard compared to their talent. But you have a bottom 50 percentile defensive coordinator. You got nothing supporting him on the staff. And you have 8 years of bad coaching football culture you're trying to unwind at USC. I don't think that happens quickly. If I'm betting USC, I'll bet him for third in the South, because I just think it's too much to ask too soon. And careful with Lincoln Riley. Don't get too far over your skis, because he's a little bit Chip Kelly syndrome. Look, I was really super high on Chip Kelly until he went to UCLA, and it kind of fell apart at first. And I was wondering why. And I realized something that happened there is he was gifted everything. Mike Bellotti built it all, right? He didn't have to hire a staff. Mike took care of it. Everything, recruiting, it was already – everything was in place, just like Lincoln Riley. He was brought up. Bob Stoops handled all of it. Bob Stoops, Mike Bellotti, same situation. Now Riley is on his own. So I don't trust him 100% as a head coach. Could he be boom? Sure. But you got to prove it to me. So I'm not buying what everybody's selling on USC. The long shot, the best long shot.
UCLA.
If you're going to bet winning the Pac-12 title, is going to be UCLA. Okay? Because you have good talent. You don't have great talent. Okay, but the talent is solid. just right there with Utah, right there with UCLA. All right, we got a really good offensive coordinator. Chip can still pull the buttons. It was a top 20 scoring efficiency team last year. Okay, and here's the wild card, though. Remember this name, so you can either tell me I'm an idiot or I called it, Bill McGovern. Now, if you don't know who that guy is, and most people don't, that is the new defensive coordinator Chip hired out of back east. And his numbers, if he puts up Jim McGovern career numbers, UCLA's defense might be the best in the Pac-12. That's how good he is. Okay. UCLA's biggest weakness, fired his special teams coach, brought in a guy that doesn't know what he's doing. So I think UCLA, if they lose it, I think it's going to be a special teams disaster. For me, the most important game in the Pac-12 South, Utah, UCLA. I think the winner of that game wins the Pac-12 South. And if UCLA loses it, I'll bet it's on special teams.
There it is. Take a bow, good sir. That right there is the fastest.
Look, it was got in under the clock, too.
I love it. Break out the fire hose. Dave Bartu.
We have a whole other commercial break to do, Dave.
I know.
So we're a segment behind, and you cannot take credit for that.
I love it.
I didn't walk into the top five at 517. That's not my problem.
No, Dave came in and we said we were drinking from the fire hose and we absorbed it all. I absolutely love talking college football with you. Find him online at College Football Matrix on Twitter. No one does it better. Dave, we absolutely love it. And we'll see you in Woodburn real soon.
Dude, anybody out here in Forest Grove, I think next Sunday I'm going to do a college football roundtable. Buy me beers and get me drunk at McMinimum's out here in Forest Grove where I live.
There you go. Send him a message. We'll catch up real soon, Dave.
Later, buddy. Thanks.
All right, we're way over. We come back. We'll try to digest everything that we heard there, and then we'll slip on into Club 1080 primetime here on 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
And break. Actually, we were supposed to break like 4 minutes ago.
I think that like 6 minutes.
Yeah, but we're never really on time anyways. I do enjoy the tapes. Like, we made it under the wire. No, we did not.
No. You were, he was correct in the time of our break, which is 55. But we were at the 42 break there, Dave, so.
I don't care. Clock schmock. No one's here anyways. The boss was listening, though, and I was expecting to be chastised. Instead, the boss just said, football meat sandwich. He loved it. Dude, you don't tell Dave when to break. You just tell Dave go. He's like a pit bull. You just let him go.
I think Dave was setting you up, knowing our clock, to take a break and do the Pac-12 South in the last segment of the hour.
Oh, well.
He even said, and that leaves us with the Pac-12 South. Yeah. Pause.
That is true.
He's a radio professional.
You know what, though? I was the third base.
He's done so many radio hits.
I was the third base coach, and at that point, we had momentum, man. We were waving him in. We were like, let's go. But yes, we probably should have broke and then come back. But hey, we live and learn. All right, we'll come back, Club 1080. We've got details. You asked, Mike, you said that it was a shame that we didn't save the Woodburn massage parlor story for the club. Oh, we've got more details.
Oh, boy.
Because we've got police interview reports now. Oh, yeah. You thought that the Woodburn Massage Parlor story was great in the Hot 5 at 5?
That was in the news.
In the news, yes. Not Hot 5 at 5. In the news. Trust me, it gets better when you dig in the details and we hear about the former mayor's, let's say, his chat with the police department. Because let me just, if you didn't believe him before, pretty sure that this one's going to cement it, that this guy is telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help him, massage parlor. So Club 1080 comes back here. You're listening to Primetime on 1080.
Did you just replace God with massage parlor?
Yes, I did.
So help him, massage parlor.
So believe me, he's not swearing to God after this statement. No, no, no. Just trust me on this one. You'll want to stick around for the details because it's fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.